It's a schoser and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And here we are, Parshat Tzav, Shabbos HaGadol, and we're still in the midst of this crazy coronavirus, and we're going to talk about Divrei Chizik. But before we do that, we're going to do like we always do, and we're going to ask a couple of questions. Again, this is only on the recording, so it's not in front of an audience, but hopefully you that's listening to it could get chizik and you could apply it to the parsha for this week. We talk more about the karbanos, and we're introduced in the beginning. It says in Parak Vav, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Hashem says to Moshe, Tzav es Aaron v'espanov lemor, Zos Toros Ha'ola. This is the law of the Ola offering. And the Torah goes on to say that we know by an Ola, normally by other Karbanos, the Kohanim, the owner, the people that had to give the Karban, are able to eat it, are able to be to partake in it. But an Ola is totally consumed, is totally burned. So why is that? Why is an Ola totally consumed? Furthermore, the Torah goes on to tell us, it talks about the Mincha Karban, and as we spoke about last week in Parshas Vayikra, we spoke about the introduction between the fascinating machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, what a Karban is about. Is it for Avodah Zarah, or is it to show that really on a Kabbalah level, says the Ramban, on a Kabbalah level to show that really we did an Aveira, and really we should be killed, but the Rachmanis of the Rabbonu Shalom giving us the ability to be karev, to be close to him. And then all of a sudden, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, we're introduced to the Karban Todah. And the Torah says, V'zos Torah Zevach HaShlomim Asher Yakriv LaHashem. We're talking about the Torah Zevach, the sacrifice to Hashem. Imal Todah Yakrivenu Ve'ikriv Al Zevach HaTodah. So there's this idea of this Thanksgiving Karban. And Rashi brings down from the Gemara, in Brachos Andaf Nundalid, Imal Dover Hodah. It's over in the matter of Thanksgiving. Al Nesha Naselo. Kigon Yorde Hayam, Behor Chokhe Midbaros, someone that's going on the sea, or someone that's traveling the desert, the Chabushe Beit Asurim, or someone who's stuck in prison, and then he's released, Bechol Hashem Isrape, or someone that was sick and now he's healed. Sorech Lohodos, you have to give thanks to Hashem. And then Rashi says something amazing, and he says that V'tonus Lechem, it needs Lechem, and also it needs Matzah, and it's only, you're only given one day and a night. We know normally by every other shlomim, you're given 2 days. So how come this Todah, and this Todah had 40 loaves, so much. So ask all the Gedolei Achronim, why is this Karban different? Why is this Karban different than all the other shlomim? The Todah is a regular shlomim also. Again, there's a lot more. But why is it that you have to do it all in one day? That is the major kasha of the Achronim. We'll call that 1B. We're introduced to this week, we're talking about Shabbos HaGadol. And the obvious question is why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, you look in the Torah, I think it's Siman Tuf Lamed, they say that Shabbos HaGadol is the Shabbos before Pesach, says the Torah. Why is it Shabbos HaGadol? So the Torah says, because on Yud Nisan, which was 4 days before the Karban Pesach, we know that you have to do something called Bikur. Bikur means that you need to watch and overlook and make sure that the Karban is checked, Bikur. So 4 days, Yud Nisan, we know that the Karban Pesach was getting ready on Yud Dalid. You have to be part of a Chabura, part of a whole group. And then Pesach, Tesvav. So on Yud Nisan, says the Torah, a Gevaldik miracle happened. What was the Gevaldik miracle, says the Torah? That they took the god of the Mitzrim and they tied it to to their houses, and they put on, right? They put on the different thing. That was where the Magefa was coming through. We see right away, right in the beginning, that there was a Magefa of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they had to distinguish themselves. We're trying to figure out, like, where does the Magefa? We see the first Magefa in history was possibly in the town of Makkos Bechoros. Unbelievable. And we had to stay in our houses. Unbelievable. The correlation. However, comes along the Halakha Torah, and the Torah says that since on Yud Nisan, they did this, and there was a miracle that nothing happened to these Jews, even though they took the Egyptians' gods. So therefore, we do it on Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach. And ask Kemat all the Gedolei Achronim, I have a problem. Because not always is Shabbos HaGadol 4 days before Pesach. Sometimes you can have it a little earlier, a little later, based on the calendar. It's not always going to come out that Shabbos is Yud Nisan. So if that's true, I think this year it might be, but if that's true, so why don't we just celebrate Yud Nisan? Why do you need to make it Shabbos HaGadol? Why does it always have to be the Shabbos? Again, people have minhagim to read the Haggadah a little before. The Vilna Gaon did not do that, but some people did have the minhag of reading the Haggadah before. But what is it all about? Shabbos Haggadah comes along the Taz, and the Taz says, you know why? Because there's something else that happened on Yud Nisan. What happened on Yud Nisan? Yehoshua went when he was going and conquering Eretz Yisrael. We know, say for Yehoshua went, and there was a miracle of the Yarden split. And that happened on Yud Nisan. That's all the Taz says. And the obvious question is, okay, so there was a miracle of the Kriyas of the Yarden. Still, why don't we usually do dates, right? Pesach, Tesvav, Nisan. All the holidays are certain dates. So why is it that we have a Shabbos HaGadol? What's this all about? And what's the Taz talking about? What's the whole idea? So great. Make it your Nisan. It was a great Nisan that happened 4 days before Pesach. Make another. We love holidays. We love eating. So make a your Nisan. Why Shabbos HaGadol? And furthermore, we know we're coming into Pesach. And Pesach, Shabbos, and Pesach is referred to at Chazal as Shabbos. How do I know that? Because the Torah says, Mimochers HaShabbos. And we know the Gemara in Menachos, famous machlokas between the Sadukim and the Perushim are us who believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, the Perushim believe that not everything is, it's not just Torah Shabbat Chzav, it's also Torah Shabbat Peh. And what does it say? Mimachos HaShabbos. When do we start counting Sfiras HaOmer, which is coming up so soon? When do we start counting Sfiras HaOmer? We start counting Sfiras HaOmer right after Shabbos, but it doesn't mean Shabbos. It means after Pesach. Why is Shabbos and Pesach? Why is Pesach called Shabbos? It's like confusing a little. What's going on? Okay. Question three. Well, we have a lot of questions. We know that back to the Todah, the Medrash says in Medrash Vayikra Rabba Tes Zayin, it says that all the Karbonos are going to be Mevatel in the time of Mashiach, even though we're going to still give Karbonos. However, there's just going to be the carbon toda. Very interesting medrash. Very interesting. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simen Nun Aleph, Simen Tes, he says that you should get yourself accustomed to Mizmor Lisoda. Because in the time of Mashiach, we're only going to sing Mizmor Lisoda. What's going on? Last year, obviously everyone remembers what I spoke about last year. Last year I spoke around this time of Parshat Tzav, which, again, it was a leap year. And last year I spoke about how there is a very famous Medrash in Socher Tov, Medrash in Mishle, in Simen Tes, and also the Rambam brings down Hilchos Chanukah Megillah, Parag Beis Halacha Yud Ches, that it says in Asa Lavo, everything is going to be Nisvatel, except for Mikra Megillah. So I know we're not getting a Purim shear here, and we're getting to Pesach. I'm like, yo, Purim's over. We're dealing with Pesach. We got Pesach coming up in a couple of days. We're stuck in our houses. This is crazy time. I heard a good thing, like, this is a really bad time for a virus, for craziness going on. It's never a good time. Never a good time for this to happen. But yes, before Pesach's definitely not making it easier. But what's this idea? Why in Lasid Lavo is the Toda going to still be there? Mizmor Lasoda? And furthermore, why is only Mikra Megillah? Again, it's not so Pashet. We know the Gemara and Brachos, Daf Yud Beis, famous Mach, there's an idea of the Rashba. Maybe the Nisim are going to be a little different in the time of Mashiach. However, why specifically the Rambam brings down and Mikra Megillah is still going to be there? Great. Now, question 3b, similar, not really so similar, but trying to get in a lot of information here. We know there's a mitzvah of Persume Nisa, and the mitzvah of Persume Nisa is found throughout three times specifically. Again, we always want to be referring to Nisim. However, three times specifically, when are they? Mikra Megillah. The Gemara tells us in Megillah that we have to be a farce and an ace, and therefore that's why we have a public reading. Mikra Megillah. Dalet Kosos, the four Kosos, which we're going to have very soon, is an idea of being a farce and an ace. I spoke about, I gave a Zoom shiur, my first Zoom shiur. That, right, give a shout out to Uncle G and my father on the Zoom shiur, and a lot of the Bochrim, Baruch Hashem. And we spoke about different stuff. We spoke about the Dalet Kosos, why do you need Dalet Kosos, the Kash of the Ran, maybe you could have four matzahs, why specifically. We spoke, you got to get the Zoom shiur, very nice ideas. But specifically, we see Dalet Kosos. And lastly, we know that there's an idea of Mefarsim the Nes, Persume Nisa, found by Chanukah, about Persume Nisa with Neris Chanukah, and the Daf Yomi is doing that. I mean, they went a little past there. But the Gemara's in Shabbos, Daf Chav Aleph, to Chav Hey, very fascinating Gemara's. And the obvious question I heard in Mary Gaval de Kasha is why specifically those three things? What about Sukkos? How come there's no idea of Mepharsim and Nes by Sukkos? Anoni HaKovid, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Beis, Anoni HaKovid, or Shavuos, the Torah. Why is there no special Indian of Mepharsim and Nes specifically by those two? Why specifically by Chanukah, by Purim, and by Dalet Kosos? Okay, so let's just review. We have a lot to do. A lot to do. Again, the whole idea why an Orla is totally burnt, and specifically more the Karban Todah, the Kasha of the Nitziv, which we'll get to the Nitziv soon, but why, if it's a Shlomim, why do you only have one day? There's so many loaves, there's 40 loaves of matzah and challah. Why specifically by normal Shlomim you have 2 days to eat it? By this Karban Todah you only have one. By Shabbos HaGadol, we know it's on Yom Nisan. Why are we not focusing on Yom Nisan? The Taz says the reason is because that also Yoshua crossed the Yarden. So Yoshua crossed the Yarden. Gevaldik. What's that all about? Shabbos HaGadol. Why is Pesach called Shabbos? What's the correlation with Shabbos and Pesach? And furthermore, the Todah, Lasid Lavo, the Todah is not going to be Nisvato, and Mizmor Lasoda, and Mikra Megillah. And lastly, Persume Nisa, it specifically is Megillah, Dalet Kosos, and Chanukah. What's the correlation there? What's going on? Again, if you got it clear, you can say it over in 30 seconds. Like Reb Blum, you could have said it over 30 seconds. Why did it take you so long? Okay, you got to flesh it out a little. But if you have it clear, right, if you have anything ever clear, you could say it right away, you got it. Okay. Comes along the Halig in Nitziv. One of the most famous Nitzivs on the Torah. I'm not here to rate the Nitzivs. But the Nitziv is a very famous idea of the Nitziv. The Nitziv, again, of Naftali Svi Yehuda Berlin, the Sheshiva of Volozhin, who lived in 1816 to 1893, one of the Gedolei Ador. He wrote beautiful Svarim. He wrote a Sefer on Chumash. And he writes something amazing. He says that the whole idea of Karban Todah is the idea of Hakar Satov, is the idea to publicize to the Ribbono Shel, to publicize to God everything that He has done for us. He quotes the Pasuk found in Tehillim that we say in Hallel, Lecha Ezbach Zevach Todah B'Shem Hashem Ekra. And we cry out to the Ribbono Shel, and we say, you've given us this Zevach Todah, you've given this Karban Todah. Ubishem Hashem Ekro. And I call out to the name of God. I say, Hashem, look what you've given me. It's unbelievable. The chesed and the rachamim, what you have done for me. Comes along the Heilig in Netziv. And the Netziv says that the whole Yisod, the whole foundation, is to give Hakaras HaTov to the Ribbono Shalom. And how do you give Hakaras HaTov to the Ribbono Shalom? You get a lot of people together. And you have a carbon taida. And you have 40 loaves. Why specifically do you only have one day, says the Netziv? Because you have to publicize. You need to mefarsim the nes. You just came. And you, right nowadays, that's that Gemara that I quoted, the Rashi brings down. That's why we say this idea of Hagomel. Right? A person comes off a plane. He says Hagomel. Because it's a chesed from Hashem. A person survives something amazing. Hagomel. What's Hagomel? Showing, wow, Hashem, you've given me so much. So much chesed. You've given me so much and I appreciate it. That's what it's all about. Says the Netziv, that's why you only have one day. Where do we see this idea? This idea of appreciation. This idea of the Ribbono Shel Olam Kilu giving us everything, because he does, that's what he does. He gives us everything, which we've spoken about before. We know that the Imahos, Rachel Leah, and the Imahos, unbelievable, the four Imahos, again, Rachel and Leah, Zilpah and Bilhah, again, not all the four Imahos were obviously Yisar and Rivka, but the four wives of Yaakov, Bilhah and Zilpah and Rachel and Leah, and if you do the math, 12 divided by 4 is 3. However, we know that Leah had 6 sons, but in her 4th son, the Torah tells us in Bereishis, Perek Lamed Pasuk Zayin, the Torah tells us that she had another son, and the son was Yehuda. Why is it called Yehuda? Because Apam Odes Hashem. The whole idea of Hapam Oides Hashem is the idea of Hakaras HaTov. Ask Rav Huttner in Maimer Zayin in Shavuos, what's the whole idea of Hapam Oides Hashem? What's the Hodah there? So Rav Huttner developed beautifully that the whole idea of Hodah is not just appreciation, thanks, but it comes from Hodah. We know in Chazal, in the Gemaras, in Shavuos, different Gemaras, Maidib and Mikzah, someone says, you owe me 100, and he says, no, I don't owe you 100, I owe you 50. I'm Maidib and Mikzah, I admit. Says Rav Huttner, you know what Apam Odes Hashem means here? It doesn't mean necessarily that I'm just saying thank you. It's that I'm admitting that everything comes from you. You're the source. You're what you give me everything, Apam Odes Hashem. Leah comes and says, listen, Hashem, you've given me so much, and you do the math. Maybe there's 4 wives to Yaakov, 4 divided by 12, 3 each, and now you're giving me 4. Wow, look at what you're giving me, so much more. You're giving me so much more before. The Gemara Bracha says that Leah was the first one to realize Hakaras HaTov. We spoke about that. What does that mean? There was no Hakaras HaTov before. But again, the idea is that she recognized that every single thing comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara says in Brachos, fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says, do you want to be an Oreach Tov and Oreach Ra? You want to be a guest that's a good guest or a guest that's a bad guest? What's a bad guest? A bad guest is like, listen, the person who's making the food anyways, come on, he didn't do anything special for me. Come on, he has a bed in his house anyways, what's the big deal? That's a bad guest. Says the Gemara, what's a good guest? An Oreach Tov. Is that a person says, wow, look what this person did for me. Look at the food they did for me. Look at they made everything up for me. If a person looks at things that way, that's an Oreach Tov. Look how much the Ribbono Shel Olam has done for us. That's the idea. We are in this world and we're Oreach Tov. That's our goal, to realize what Hashem has done for us. Haidah, to recognize it. Comes along the Hela Avu Jerham. And the Avu Jerham says, if you look at all the brachas in Shmona Esrei, we know that we're Yotze. In the time of a lot of the Rishonim, they didn't even have silent Shmona Esreis. In the Rambam's time, they just had a Chazaras HaShas. Unbelievable. I shouldn't delve you about that. But they only had a Chazaras HaShas. Says Avu Jerham, the only bracha that you have to say out loud, as we all know, is Modim. Modim Dirabonin. Why? Why? Some people mumble it on the bed. They just make up the words, whatever. They do the little bell shake with the head, you know what I'm talking about, whatever. Why do you have to say Modim aloud? Says Avu Jerham. Because when you give thanks, it's not just enough to say thanks. You got to say something verbally. No shlichus, no agency in thanks. You got to do it yourself. That's why there's Modim Dirabonin. Very famous story. Everyone knows this famous story of Rebbe Eliashiv. Rebbe Eliashiv was sick, and they got the best doctors in the world to save him. And they brought in doctors from America. And Rebbe Eliashiv said, I need to say thank you. This doctor saved my life. So he said, okay, say Todah. He said, no, teach me how to say thank you. And they have a video of it. Rebbe Eliashiv went to this doctor, and again, English is a hard language. And he said the word thank you. He said, teach me how to say thank you. TH is hard, right? Thank you. He said thank you because you got to verbally do it. Unbelievable. So that's the idea. Comes along with it. Safe to answer number one. Why specifically a carbon taida? Why do you only have one day? Says the Gevaldik Nitziv, because we want to be mefarsim. We want to show a curse at Tov, Toda, but you need to get a lot of people involved. Why an Eilo? What's the whole shot of an Eilo? So Eilo, the Gemara says that Ola represents the opposite of this. Ola represents someone that thinks everything is coming to him. He thinks he's a Balgaiva. He's a Balgaiva. He thinks, I'm the man. I deserve everything. Says the Gevaldik Meforshim, you know what a Baal Gaiva needs to do? He doesn't get part of that carbon at all. He has to totally burn. Has to be totally consumed. He thinks everything's about him. You got to totally consume the carbon. You don't get any of it. Why? Because you think it's all about yourself. It's not all about yourself. It's about the Rabbona Shalom. It's about relationships with people, helping other people, bringing God into your life. That's the idea of the Heilige Nitziv. Shabbos HaGadol, Yud Nisan. The Taz says, why don't we do Yud Nisan, but we do Shabbos HaGadol? What's the pshat? So I heard a Gevaldik pshat. Because if we did Yud Nisan, and we did the miracle of the splitting of the Yardim, someone might think, that you know what all the Nisan are about? Open miracles. Miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf. Miracles of Kriyas Yardin, miracles of Eser Makos. That's not the main miracle. Shabbos HaGadol shows me, although it was a great miracle, but it was an open miracle. But if we focus only on the open supernatural miracles, therefore there's going to be a problem. That's why we can't make it Yud Nisan, and we have to make it Shabbos HaGadol, that they had the animals, and they didn't do anything to them. That's unbelievable. Someone could just say, maybe they didn't want to do anything to them. They were getting affected so much by these plagues, they just had enough. No, it was a nes. The Rabbono Shalom did everything. He made sure that nothing happened. What's the whole idea? Because the whole idea is, even the hidden miracles, and we've spoken about this so much in the time of Purim. Purim represents the idea. Again, the Gemara says in Megillah, the Gemara, I think, Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says that if you have two Adars, you have one Adar, you have Adar Aleph and Adar Beis, which one? The Gemara says, maybe you'll think you should do Adar Aleph. You know why you should do Adar Aleph? Because the reason Makdimin, run to the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, no. You know why you need to do Adar Beis to Pesach? They have to make it connected. Because Mismach Geula LeGeula. You need to connect the Geula to each other. What does that mean? So I once heard from one of Rabbi Avraham Sacks, beautiful idea. Mismakula Lagula represents the idea. You take the Purim. Purim represents the hidden. No, it's not Hashem's name. In the Megillah, we all know that. And you take it with a Pesach, which is supernatural, and you put it together. Why is the Zevach Toida in the time of Shiach? Why is Mikra Megillah never going to be Vata? Why is Mizmor L'Soida? Because that represents the appreciation to Hashem, even for the small things. even for the minor little things. Hashem is always doing miracles for us. He's always with us. Shabbos HaGodol. You know, Shabbos HaGodol is an amazing day for me. I used to always tell people, you know, Baruch Hashem, I never had to go to the hospital on Shabbos. It's because I'm a Kohen, it's not so pushing anyways. And what happened? Hashem said, yeah, we'll see. Shabbos HaGodol, my daughter, well, you know, she hurt herself. But Baruch Hashem went to the hospital. It was on Shabbos HaGodol. Thank God she was okay. She needed little stitches. She was okay. The doctors asked me if I could go in with her. I said, no, not for me, because you're going to have to stitch up my everything. If I have to go with her, it won't work out. So, and then the next year, I had another Shabbos HaGodol, because Baruch Hashem, 4 years ago, we were Zeicha to have my beautiful daughter, Shifra, right? She was born on Shabbos HaGodol. Wow, and he's Nes Nister, Nes Goloi. So Shabbos HaGodol is a very amazing time for me. And then the Siva Shalom says, just to answer up the Kasha, why specifically is Pesach referred to as Shabbos, Mimochos HaShabbos? Why is it Shabbos HaGodol? Why are we connecting it to Pesach? Says the Heligor, Nesiva Shalom, because Shabbos represents Emunah. Pesach represents Emunah. The idea is that I have the Shabbos, because Shabbos made Klal Yisrael, for after Yetzias Mitzrayim, made us into the chosen nation. It says in Nesiva Shalom that you have two Shabboses. We know we have Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches that you need to keep two Shabboses. So everyone's trying to be mefarish. What does that mean? You need to keep two Shabboses. It says in the Siva Shalom, you know what the two Shabboses are? Shabbos Shuva. What Shabbos Shuva? Before Yom Kippur, they were doing Tshuva. That might be from Yira. That is out of fear. Drushy a little, but then he says Shabbos HaGodol also. Shabbos HaGodol before Pesach. That is out of Ahava. We're coming into Hashem's nation. You see us Mitzrayim. We made ourselves the first step. We spoke about in the Zoom shir. We took the first step. You see us Mitzrayim, the physical freedom, connecting obviously to the Torah. That's the whole idea. Shabbos HaGodol represents the Emunah in Hashem. Shabbos HaGodol represents the idea that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world, that Hashem made us into His chosen nation, and it's Me'ahava. It's Me'ahava. What's this whole idea? What's this whole idea? Why specifically these things? Why not Sukkis? Why not Shavuos? So I heard a beautiful idea. A beautiful idea. You know why? Because Hashem, He loves us so much. And He wants that relationship with us. And we need to have that relationship with Him. We need to look to Him. Even in times of crisis. Even in difficult times. The times that we're going in now. In the corona. And it's, you know, it's dangerous. And a person has to be careful. And he has to protect himself. But he has to. I spoke right in my Zoom shir. That Hashem wants our hearts. And He's so proud of us. And He knows it's hard for us. And we don't always understand why things happen. We think we do, but we don't. We don't always understand. And everyone needs to realize that everyone's going through struggles. Everyone has different struggles. And no one should downplay anyone's struggles. We need each other. We need, you know, Zoom has been the big thing, right? The only stock that's gone up is Zoom. Because the idea of reaching out and showing people they're not alone. And everyone has struggles. You know, the mother that has a lot of kids in the home, that's a struggle. Someone that's by themselves, that's a struggle. There's so many struggles, and no one should downplay anyone's struggles. But we need to be there for each other, and Hashem's there for us. And I was speaking about how Hashem wants our lev, He wants our heart. And I took upon myself in the middle of the shiur, maybe actually the day before, I was thinking about it, and I said, you know what, why don't I take something small? When I have a thing of noodles or a small bracha, just have a little more kavana, and my brachas have changed. They have changed just to Baruch Atah Hashem. Blessed, it doesn't mean blessed, it means Hashem, you're the source. Take out a bench or say Alamicha for a minute. And again, everyone has a small little thing they could do. They can figure out what they need to do on themselves. However, what's this whole idea of Persume Nisa? Why specifically these three things? So I heard a very nice idea, because Chanukah, we were being misyavin. The Yavan was coming to affect us spiritually. Megillah, Haman wanted to destroy us. We know the Gemara tells us in Megillah that we got Hanah from the Sudas Achashverosh. We went off a little. And therefore, Hashem saved us. And Dalet Kosos, the Abarbanel, whole empty shir just on this, Abarbanel says that we went down to Mitzrayim because we sold Yosef at Tzadik. The brother sold down Yosef at Tzadik, the Gemara says on Shabbos, that we're still suffering for. So even though we messed up, still, Hashem says, I still love you. I'm going to be mefarsim because I love you, but you need to be mefarsim my miracles. You need to be mefarsim my holidays that I give to you. You need to make it part of yourself. That's why specifically, I want you to make these three things, Dalet Kosos, Megillah, and Chanukah, I want you to be mefarsim it. So we have to realize that we're in a time, we're so close to Pesach. Pesach is the time of Emunah. Pesach is the time that we bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into our lives. And although we're stuck in our homes, and we're not going to have a shul to daven in. You know, I was always talking about, oh my gosh, you have to stay in your homes. And in Israel, they were still davening minyan, and now they've taken it away. And you know, the first day, I'm like, this is so sad. And again, you could have good, better tefillahs, right? Bacharvi, Bakashti, it's like a bow and arrow, you could fly it back, and it's hard, but sometimes it's hard. I was talking to a Bacher this week, he's like, it's just so hard. Sometimes I get inspired by seeing other people, or I can focus better by being in the moment, being in the crowd, going with the crowd. It's hard. It's definitely not easy. But if a person is mechazing himself, and he realizes that Hashem is so proud of us, and he realizes that we have this idea of hodah, this idea of admitting, not just we appreciate, we say thank you, maidim. The Abu Jaham again says you have to say it out loud. That you have to say, Hashem, wow. We admit that we're nothing without you. This is the holiday, Pesach's coming up, Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach. Shabbos represents the idea of Ahava, the Avos of Hashem, that He's given us this time to become part of His creation. And Pesach is a time where we come to His chosen nation, the time of Emunah, the time of Avos Hashem. So I think when we're coming to the Karban Toedah, we realize, question one again, we can't be like an Oila. We have to, an Oila represents the guy that thinks he's the man. He doesn't realize they're a bonus show. That's why it has to be totally destroyed right to Hashem. But we know we need Karban Toda because we need to get everyone involved. We need to publicize, wow, look what the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing for us. Shabbos HaGadol, why not? Why not Yoshua? Because if we focused on the miracles of Yoshua, so then what would happen? You think just it's the Nes Galui. But the whole tachlis of life is to see the Nisim Nistarim, is to take the hidden miracles. And that's why in Lost and Lovel we're only going to have the Todas. And why specifically the Megillah and Dalet Kosos and Chanukah? Because even though we messed up, still the Ribbono Shel Olam is always going to take us back, but He wants us to be mefarsim Him. Let us realize we're in a difficult time now. We're in a difficult time. We need to mechazek each other. We're in the time of Emunah. We need to strengthen our Emunah. We need to strengthen our Bitachon. Realize that we could accomplish so much. Prepare the Haggadah. So many Haggadahs out there. So many different Torah. Couple of minutes, just prepare a little for the Seder, make the Seder alive, make it alive, make it that we're Kilu Yatsum Yisrayim, Bezaz Hashem, we should only go weiter, and we should only get closer and closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos.